Okay. Okay. Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Nazir. Daf Chav Zayin as we inch closer to Chag HaPesach. Nothing to do with Chag HaPesach today, but as we inch closer, today's we're going to spend a little bit of time first on Chafav Mabei, some of the inyanim that we didn't get to finish yesterday. First, yesterday we discussed a little bit about Me'ila, and we spoke about if you have a group of money where some of the money is subject to Me'ila because it's designated for a carbon that does have Me'ila associated with it, like Kachi Kachim, Ola, or Chatas, and others do not. Some of the money is designated for Shlamim. Shlamim does not have Me'ila, except after the Zrikas Hadam, the Emurin, the fats that are going to be burned on the Mizbeach, so that has Me'ila. But up until that point, Shlamim is Kachi Kalim, and there is no Me'ila by Shlamim. So the Brisa said yesterday, if you're Moel in the majority of the money, which then translates into, for sure, using some of the money that's designated for Kachi Kachim, so then we say that you violate. Masha Ein Kein, if you only use some of the money, mixas of the money, then we say there is no Me'ila. So there is a question of some of the Achronim based on a Rashi in Gittin, on Daf Mem Zayin. Rashi in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin says as follows. The Gemara there says, Yisrael v'nachri shalachu yisada b'shutfis. A Jew and a non-Jew together buy a field. Together buy a field in partnership. Tevel v'chulin mu'uravin zebazet. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that there's Tevel and Chulin mixed up. Because that's the whole sugya there on Daf Mem Zayin is about whether a guy's ownership in Eretz Yisrael is mafkia from the chiyuv of Shumas HaMaisros. Whether his ownership uproots the obligation. So in that context, the Brice is quoted that if a Jew and a non-Jew buy a field together, Tevel v'chulin mu'uravin zebazet. It's mixed up. What the Jew bought has the status of Tevel, what the non-Jew bought has the status of Chulin, and it's mixed up in each other. Rashi there says, what does it mean? It's mixed up in each other. Ein lecha kol chita v'chita she'ein chetzya tevel v'chetzya chulin. Every grain that is bought by the Jew and non-Jew is half tevel, half chulin. Every chita, says Rashi. That's what Rebbe means. You buy it together, every chita has a dual status. And therefore, you should only take chumas amaisos from this field itself, so it's not chiyav ala pater, mina pater ala chiyav, etc. And the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam's lashon is tevel v'chulin mu'ravin v'chol klach v'klach. Every stalk has tevel and chulin mixed up in it. So ask the stipler and gittin and simin lamadalid. So what about our Gemara here? Our Gemara says you have a bunch of money that's designated for two or three different karbanis. So the Gemara says only if you use a majority of it do you violate Me'ila. But if you use any little bit of it, a little bit, we say, no, that's all the shlamim. What do you mean? According to Rashi, in Gittin Mem Zayin, you should say every coin is chetz yishlamim and chetz yichulin, a chetz yishlamim and chetz yola, or chetz yichatas, whatever the case is. When you have a mixture, every little bit is connected to every part of what's in it. Just like over there, every chita is half chulin and half tevel. So here too, you should say it is every dollar, every coin is half shlamim and half ola. That's the question of the stipler. Answers the Kehilas Yaakov at the end of Simon Lama Dalin in Maseches Gittin. No problem. No. The low cost of Rashi is alhachi ella b'shut finchen ishtatfu. Shelo amanas lachlok. So lo kasha midi mikan. What does Rashi say that if every piece is half and half? If two partners buy something, so they each jointly own it. I own half of this and you own half of it. But you don't know, without getting into Brera, we don't know which half is owned by each of us. So that's why we say each one is half yours and half mine. And yours is chulin and mine is tevel. Masha'ekim, when it comes to this case, we have a bunch of money, half of the money is designated for one carbon, half for another carbon. Who says that every little piece has to be, you know, half and half? You designated the whole thing, so half of this money will be for one and half of this money will be for the other. Rashi is not backed into a corner to have a problem here. Tahachan is kacho mosla olu l'shlamim anas lachlok ulahavi mechatsion olav chatsion shlamim v'kehai gav nevada gam Rashi zal iko l'kol chad mechsa shalim. Right, so according to Rashi, it is not a problem. So that is one ha'ara from yesterday. The other one that I wanted to mention about Me'ila in general, and this we've touched on in the past as well, and that is the Mechayiv of Me'ila. We know Me'ila is one of the Ashamos, the end of Parshas Vayikra, Parakei, five different Averos, why one would bring a Karban Asham. So the Achronim discuss the Mechayiv of Me'ila. Reb Chaim writes in Hilchos Me'ila in Parak Beis, he asked the Kasha, He has quotes Tosas. Tosas by Metzias says as follows. We know there's a halacha that if there is a worker, Parshas Kisetze, if there's a worker in a field, so then that worker is allowed to partake of the items that he is working in. Meaning, if he's collecting grapes for the owner, v'katata melilas biyadecha, so then, you know, he's allowed to take some grapes along the way. The understood amount. He can't eat the whole field, but the understood amount, he's a worker in the field, so he's allowed to eat the grapes of the field. Olives and the Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about. You're only allowed to take the types of fruit that you're in that field, and what you were hired for. You can't take the best, you got to take the medium. So that's the halacha. So says the Gemara, there in Bava Metzia, Reyacha Limute Hektish. You're only allowed to take your friend's items, but if you're working in a hektish field, you're not allowed to take the hektish fruit. That's me'ila. The Gemara requires a pasuk to exclude me'ila from the worker who's allowed to work in the field. So Tosfos says, v'tebek lancha asa misha me'ila. What do you need a makar for? What do you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't take the hektish fruit? Somebody was makdish their field, you can't take the hektish fruit. What do you need a pasuk for? So this is me'ila. Reyacha lemuti me'ila, you need a special pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to take it. It's a general iser me'ila. Why would I have thought otherwise that you're allowed to take the fruit from the field as you're working in it, even though it's hektish? Why would I have thought that I require another pasuk? So Tosfos says v'tirtzu decycle daitach deshari kamo iser gezel. Tosfos there answers, I would have thought it's mutter just like gezel. Just like Gezel's mutter, so too this is mutter. So Reb Chaim continues and says, what do you mean? The Gemara there also says, a poel nazir eino ochel begefen. If a worker is a nazir, he doesn't eat the grapes. You don't need a pasuk for that. There's no pasuk that's needed to tell me that a nazir worker doesn't have to eat the grapes. And yet you require one from Eila. What's the difference? The fact that I can eat the owner's property doesn't automatically mean I can violate all these surim. I can violate any Isser I want because I'm in the owner's field. Of course not. Nazir you're not allowed to eat, but only Me'ila, only Reach Alamut Hektish requires a Makar. So Rav Chaim asks, why? No other Isserim aren't allowed, so why is Me'ila allowed? And furthermore, what Me'ila is only allowed with an extra Pasuk. Me'ila would have been allowed with an extra Pasuk, Kamash one is not. Lemute Hektish. So explains Rav Chaim. Come on, for it to go to another Gemara. The Pauline Ochel Meiser Sheni Chutz Lachom. If some of the fruit is Meiser Sheni, he's out of your shleib. You also can't eat it. So what's the? Why is it a mutter? Valkarcha Nira Lomar says Reb Chaim. The Be'emes Lo Shayech Lamelav Klal Shari Sura Migezel. You know why Me'il is different? Because what's allowed when you're in somebody else's field and you're working for him, and you're allowed to eat his property? So you're allowed to eat it, and it's not a violation of Gezel. That's the Iker Halacha. You're allowed to eat your friend's property. So any halacha connected to gezel is mutter. Says Reb Chaim, at root, mi'ila is an iser gezel mehektish. That's why you would have thought that it's also mutter. Just like iser gezel from your friend is mutter, it's not called gezel. I would have thought that from the Beis HaMikdash also is not called gezel. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me otherwise. Other iserim, of course, are not mutter. Another can't eat grapes, and you can't eat Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Other Yisroelim, of course, are not mutter, but you might have thought Me'ila is mutter, because Me'ila at root is an Isser Gezel from Hektish. Milvadi Yisro Bivana Lo Yafidon El Bapol Lo Duhutar Yitzir Gezel Kim Da'al Yidei Zeti Tira Torah Bapol Lo Echol Bekamas Chavero Memela Einza Gezel Klal Mashenkin Ben Nazir Meister Sheni Tarin Yisuron Mehechi Teisi Yei Mutter Apol Ba'asr Lo. The other Yisroelim are for sure not. For sure not going to be allowed. But it's a din of Mavur Bazet the Chol Yisod Isser Me'ila Hu Mishim Din Gezel Hektish. And that's also why he says that Me'ila the Shira Shavapruta. Mishavapruta. Other Isurim, you have to be Nehane'a Pruta's worth. A Pruta is a monetary type of Shir. Or Tzir V'Semila L'Zman Meruba. It could combine. If I violate Me'ila today, and again in a week from now, it could combine. It could combine, because it's all, once I cumulatively steal a certain amount, so then it works. Asher kol zehu b'shut the din gzeila bei l'hachi yud b'sarif b'chol gavni v'shir pruta b'chol gezel. So that's how Reb Chaim continues. That is the root iser of me'ila. Gezel mehektish. The Yosef Engel, and then we'll start today's daf. It's not so long. Yosef Engel and Asmi Daraisa also has this discussion in Simin Beis and Asmid Daraisa, where he has it as a chakira. Be'inyan Isser Hektish, Guguf Isser Me'ila, Yesh Lehis Tapik Bo, Im Hu Mi Pa'as Isser Gezel, Shagozel Asagavoa, O Mi Pa'as Bizoyen HaKedusha. Is it more stealing or is it being mevazeb the hektish? It goes through, maybe it's both. Maybe it's both, but there are at least two elements when it comes to Me'ilah. There's an element of stealing from the base of Mikdash, and there's an element of bizayon of Hektish. Doesn't have to actually belong to the base of Mikdash, but Torah's Kinyanim, one of the examples that he talks about. Okay, these are other examples, but let's go on now to today's daf. Okay, we are up to Amar Le Rav Simi Bar Ashi, on daf Chavav. There are a number of ways of reading the next couple of lines of the Gemara, so we're going to try to go with one straightforward way, and it's a little bit of the Tosfos and a little bit of the Rush, and hopefully we'll be able to get a understanding of it. So the Gemara yesterday had just said, right, what have we been talking about the past two blot? It's finished tomorrow. Start a new Mishnah tomorrow. The past two blot we've been talking about a halacha l'moshe misinai. Which halacha l'moshe misinai? If the karbanos of a nazir are not useful for the nazir anymore, either because the nazir died, or because the nazir had the nazira had her neder hufrad by her husband, in any of those cases, if the karbanos of a nazir had been set aside but not specifically designated, right, they're stumin, so then we say, halacha moshe misinai, they can all be offered as olas. They can all be offered as olas. Kaitza, what's also called nedava, also called keitza mizbeach, we save it, we sell these karbanos, and we get money. And we use that money to bring olas during the time when the Beis HaMikdash is quiet. On Yontif, you don't need them. But in the middle of the summer, when the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach is quiet, so it's covered to have karbanos there, so therefore, we use that money. That's not halacha moshe misinai. But it only applies to stumin, non-designated karbanos of a nazir. But if the karbanos are designated, if he had already set aside, this is my chatas, this is my ola, this is my shlamim, so then the chatas has to die. And the if it was money, the money has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. The ola has to be offered as olas. The shlamim has to be offered as shlamims. That was the chiluk between stumin and mefurashin. Yesterday we spoke about what is stumin, what is mefurashin. Even if I go to a bunch of money and I say, in here is for my chatas and shlamim Chatos and Shlamim and Ola, so that's already considered designated. You have to throw all of that to Yam HaMelech. Even if I say Eilu L'Chovasi, according to one opinion, that's also already considered designated. So at the end of the daf yesterday, we discussed some other items that are called designated. For example, behemoths. If I designate money, fine, that could be stumin. But if I put animals, and the machlokas yesterday between the Befarish and Tosfos, that's considered mefurish. Why? Because if an animal is hukdash for a nazir, now you're going to have to wait till it gets a mom, and then you're going to have to sell it. So it's going to take a long time. So this is how Tosfos reads the Gemara, which is how we're going to read it. If there is something that's going to take a long time remaining in your rishus, we're choshesh that in the interim, the owner is going to think that some of this is chata, some of this is ola, some of this is shlamim. And therefore, we are going to consider it mefurish. Even though right now it's sasim to begin with, anything that's going to remain in your rishus for a while, so we're going to consider mefurish. And that's why we said also buy nascha, a piece of silver, or maybe buy a pile of boards. Anything that's going to remain in your rishus a long time before you can sell, it's not liquid. Anything that's not liquid, be able to get cash right away, we're worried that you, the owner, are going to, the nazir, designated it in the interim. Therefore, we cannot assume that they're stumin and just offered for olas. Because maybe you designated it already for a chata, so we just don't know about it. So that's why, that was the rule, according to Tosfos. Anything that is going to remain in your rishus for a while before you're able to sell it, either because you have to wait till it gets a mum, or you have to wait for something else, right? It's not liquid, so that's why it's not called stumin, it's called mefurashin, and therefore the halacha l'moshe misinai does not apply to it. Yeah. That was all background. Yeah.
If a nazir is shoel on his neder, after he designated
the shabbat,
what happens to
him? If a nazir is shoel on his neder, isn't that like, well, that relates. Right, hafar is megas gaiz, if you say. Hafar is megas gaiz, therefore it would be different. Yeah?
We touched on machlokas if you can even do that.
Right. Meaning whether we touch on the machlokas. Well, sheila behektish. Right, according to Beishama, you can't. Ain't sheila behektish. But according to Beisilo, you can. Okay, so now says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Simi Bar Ashi L'Rav Papa. My time, I heard the Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan just say? the Amri Ma'us Velo Behema Velo Nascha. When does the halacha Moshe B'Sidi apply? It is called stumin, only by money. But if you have an animal, and we had yesterday Machlokas where the animal was ra'i for the Nazir or not, Velo Nascha. But not when it comes to a piece of silver. Ma'us Velo Savra, not by a piece of, not by a pile of wood. Because by a pile of wood or by a piece of silver, that's going to remain in your Rishus for a while, and therefore we're Choshesh that you're going to designate some of it for a Chata, so therefore you cannot apply the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. All that's true. So let me ask you a question. Elamayata Ma'us Velo Ophos. So let us say then that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai only applies if the Nazir designated money, set aside money for his karbanos, but didn't specify which one. That's where the halacha Moshe B'Sinai applies. But for example, birds. Let's say the Nazir designated birds he was mafresh birds for his karban. Maybe we should say the halacha Moshe B'Sinai does not apply, because birds are considered mifurashin. Just like you say animals are considered mifurashin, not stumin, so too birds. Tosfos at the bottom explains that we're talking about birds that are ra'ui to be a karban. If they're not right to be a karban, then they're totally, you don't have to wait for them to get a mum at all. If they're not right to get a karban, like say they're a chicken. They're a chicken or a goose. Chicken or a goose cannot be used as a karban. Says Tosfos. Says Tosfos on the lechora mashba. No, skip a line. The end of the line in Dibur Maskil Ella. Ef shalomar kein da avazin v'tarna golim l'shum karban l'chaylek kedushas aguf aleihem. Chickens and geese, if you want to be machzeh to the mizbeach, they don't have kedushas aguf. V'yachol l'machron la'altar below mum. You'll be able to sell that right away. So those wouldn't be excluded from our halacha. What's our whole svara here? Remember, according to Tosfos, when would something not be included in the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? Meaning, when could you not call it stumin anymore if it's going to remain in your rishus for a while? If it's going to remain in your rishus for a while, then we're worried that in the interim you designated it as a chatas, a shlamim, and ola, and therefore you cannot be makriv them, olas, olas. So says Tosfos, if it was a chicken or a goose, you could sell it tomorrow. You don't have to wait for a mum. You could sell it tomorrow. So that can't be what the Gemara is talking about. It must be cases, it must be at birds that were roi for karban. It's just not here, maybe. We're talking about doves and pigeons, other animals that could be used as a karban. Maybe not for here, but because it can be used as a karban, it does achieve kedushas haguf. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rav Simi Bar Ashi suggests, if you're telling me that there's this distinction about items that are sold right away, that's money. Anything liquid is included in the Gezeirah Shavas, included in the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is called stumin, and anything that's not liquid is not called stumin. So birds must be excluded, because birds are going to remain in your rishus for a while until they get a mum. V'chite machanami, but if that's true, that can't be true. Why? Because Elohadam Rav Chisda says, Ein hakidin misparshos ela ibelakichas habaylim ibasiyas kohen. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But what is the halacha? A little bit. What does Rav Chisda say? When I give a pair of birds to the Beis HaMikdash, I have two stages where I'm allowed, where the designation could be chal. I could decide, remember the Khan is the chadas and an ola. Either I could decide which is the chadas, which is the ola, or I could give it to the Kohen and say, you decide. I give it undesignated to the Kohen, and then the Kohen, before he's makrivit, he chooses once a chadas, once an ola. The chadas of is sprinkled underneath the chutah sikra, the ola of is sprinkled above the chutah sikra. So Rav Chisda says, Kenan could be explained and designated either when the Bailam take it or when the Kohen takes it. The Kohen could designate the birds. 1 minute. Didn't we just say that birds are excluded from the halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Why? Birds are considered mifurashos. They're not considered sumos. Because we're worried that the owner, in the interim, designated the birds. So how could we allow the Kohen to choose? So what did the Bailam didn't do it at the beginning? Maybe in the interim, there's been a while since he received them from the Kohen. Amai Hamos Kamirin La. We only have the Halach Moshe B'Sinai, that something is still called undesignated by money. But what did Rav Simi say to himself? Birds, according to this svara, birds remain in the rishus for a while. So birds must be considered mifurashos. If they're mifurashos, meaning we're choshes, the owner called one chatas and one ola, then how could the Kohen decide later? Maybe he's mixing up what the Bailam wanted. That's the kasha of Rav Simi. So it must be, Rav Simi says, because I have this problem, it must be that even ophos are called stumin. Meaning, arguing on what we said before. It must be birds, even though they're going to remain a little while, they're also included in the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Is lav dafka ma'os Lav dafka money is included, but even birds, even things that might remain in the rishus of the owner, we're not worried. We're not worried that the owner is going to change his mind and designate. Tosfos explains a little bit more. Tosfos on the next Amud. I'm just going to do the beginning of this big Tosfos. On the fourth line on top. Aval, says Tosfos, vim to a third line. Vim to a my parach. How are we comparing money and birds? How are we comparing? Buy an animal, you have to wait for a mum. So therefore it's going to take a while. That's why animals are excluded. Rav Simi then brought in birds. What do you mean birds? If they're raw, like Tosa said, if they're raw lak rava, so another can bring them himself. He can bring these birds. You don't have to wait for anything. So what's the whole question? You don't have to wait because you can bring these birds tomorrow as the carbon. So what's the Gemara even talking about? You're comparing birds and animals. Animals, you have to wait. Birds, you don't have to wait. Answers Tosfos v'yesh lomar, an important line related to this Rav Chisda. The kibon de lo pirshu abaylam b'shas l'kicha shuv ein biyadam lahafrisham. The hobol is parish basias kohen basias kohen einu biyad baylam. When Rav Chisda says that there's a choice, either the owner can do it or the Kohen can do it, it's either or, but not in between. The owner can do it when he gives it to the, when he's mafresh the karbanis. He can decide. If he didn't, then he can't. That he can't, no longer. No longer can do it. That is only the choice of the Kohen. So that's why he is going to have to wait. He's not going to be able to give it tomorrow, because if he didn't decide, he's going to have to wait till the Kohen gets around to bringing his karbanis. So that's why he says Tosfos, he's thinking about it, but he doesn't really have the power to decide. Okay, that's how, says Tosfos. There's other questions there, but we'll stop here. Says Tosfos, that's why he can compare them. So again, what does Rav Simi prove? Rav Simi proved that you cannot say the halacha Moshe Misinai only applies to money. It must also apply to birds, meaning birds also must be considered stumin, undesignated. Because if they're considered designated, then the Kohen might be giving the wrong carbon. So now we ask on Rav Simi, Omar lei ula taimeich, according to your reasoning, Rav Simi. Right, who's talking to Rav Simi or Rav Papa? Rav Papa says, according to your reasoning, Rav Simi, that you say that money is lav dafka, but even birds are called stumin, meaning undesignated. So let's say animals might also be called stumin. But later on, we have a Mishnah where Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Hey, Vishalosh Behemas Lo Pirish." If a Nazir brings three animals, but he doesn't say which is which, doesn't explain Lo Pirish. He doesn't explain which one should be used for which carbon. So then, what's the halacha? Haruuya lachatas tikrav chatas laola tikrav ola l'shlam tikrav shlamim. The Mishnah there says that anything that's right for a chatas, meaning a female animal, you bring as the chatas. A male animal, you bring as the ola. The animal that's fit to be a shlamim can be used as a shlamim. That's what the Mishnah says according to Rashbag. Amai, but ask the Mishnah 1 minute. Ha amrit behema lavkum afreshes damya. According to Yeruv Simi, all animals are called stumin. They're not designated yet. So how can a Kohen offer them without any designation? You're just going to take this one and offer it? You can't offer an animal without being designated. The language of the Shidduch Kabbat says is, the Amai V'Amrit Behema Lavkum U'Fereshes Damya, you just said that birds and animals are not considered explicated. V'Kivet Shalo Piresh Chata Ola V'Shlamim Hech Kraven B'Lo Kriya Shem. How can you can be makriv them without a Kriya Shem? We have a din of Rav Chisda that the owner or the Kohen can do it by birds. But here by the animal, you're saying it's stubin? It's stubin, it's not mefarashin, meaning it's all included in the halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So how is it that the Kohen is allowed to be makrivin? Just because it's roi to be used? So what if it's roi to be used? The owner didn't designate it, the Kohen didn't designate it, the Mishnah just says you can bring it as such. How can you bring it as such? It wasn't designated as that specific animal.
But yeah. Female and can only go for chatas.
Correct. That's going to be the answer. Says the Gemara, Amar lei. No, there's a difference. Don't compare the bird case and the animal case. Yes, Rav Simi says that birds could be considered stumin, meaning included in the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and if another separates birds, they could be hokrav as an ola later. Don't compare that to the case of animals. Why? Amar lei hasam v'lokach v'asa amar achmana. Fine, by birds, there's a special drasha that says the owner could do it or the bailam could do it, one or the other. And therefore, the fact that the Torah allows the Kohen to do it later, it must be it's called stumin up until now. right? Because if it was mefurish, if it's considered designated, then the Kohen can't do it, because maybe he's mixing up the birds. So by birds, there's a special limud, and we understand that it's stumen up until now. But hachanami, but here, mimatzis amrit, hadein dechatas tikrav ola, but here, is there any other choice? You're going to say this chatas, this female bird, is going to be brought as an female animal, is going to be brought for an ola, which is only males. Hachanakei lachazachar. Meaning here, it's clear from the case itself. If there's only one animal that's fit for a chatas and one animal that's fit for an ola, it's considered designated. So what? He didn't designate it. But it's considered designated inherently. Look at the language of the Rush. The language of the Rush, this is on the bottom of the previous Amud. Bottom of the previous Amud says the Rush. Amar lei, v'lochach v'asar amar achmana. Klomar, os vislucha me ofos, you're asking Akasha from birds. Shekol echad mehem roi lachatos ola ola. By the birds, they're equal. Each one is fit for either carbon. So that's where we say it's called stumen. The Torah still says that the Kohen can do it. So there it can be stumen because each animal is fit for either carbon. Don't ask me from animals. Right, each one inherently goes to each the one that it's fit. You can't say that they switch. So don't compare to me animals and birds. Period. End of that discussion. Okay. Now we get back to something else that we discussed yesterday, and that is again the chilek between stumen and mefurashin. The Gemara said that animals that are baal mums already are considered stumen. Again, what was the whole, just Ladalu's case, just keep clear. Stumen, what does stumen mean? There's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai that if animals are stumen, animals are not designated, and they become useless, meaning the Nazir dies, so then they can be hukra for olos. So that was a chiddush, because in the stumen you have roi for chatas, roi for shlamim, but that's the chiddush of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, as long as they're called stumen. Tosfos said, stumen only applies, explaining the Gemara, only when you have something that you can get rid of right now. So we're not worried that there's going to be an interim time where you're going to designate. So the Gemara yesterday was machalik between a carbon balmum and a carbon tamim. If you're makdish an animal that has a mum, then that's still called stumen because you could sell it tomorrow. There's not going to be any lag time. If you have makdish an animal that's a tamim, so then you're going to have to wait till it gets a mum and then have to sell it. So then we're worried. But yesterday we're going to focus on the first half, and that is an animal that was a balmum, the Gemara is still called a sasum, and therefore he can be makrib it all as olus. So now a question on that. Masav Rav Mahamnuna, umiyamrinan behema balas mum kistuma damya? Is a behema balas mum considered a stuma? Tashma, I'll bring you a brisa. The girsos here are a little confusing. Let's go to Tosfos' girsa. So look at Tosfos on the third medium line. We're just going to read what Tosfos has, Tosfos' version of the Gemara. Hachi Garcinon. See where it is? Third medium line in Tosfos. Hachi Garcinon. Bisman Sha'aviv Haya Nazir. Case of a father and a son. If the father's a Nazir, Behifrish Moslin is Iruso. And the father was Mafrish money for his Nazirus. Pirish Stumen. A father designates money for his Nazirus without designating which money goes for which one. Umais. And then the father died. Va'amar haben, and the son says, Harini Nazir amanash ani megalech amos aviv. I'll be a Nazir on conditions I can use my father's money. So the Gemara later on is going to say that's okay. That works. Zehu d'she megalech amos aviv. This is allowed. The father died, the son accepts the Zirus afterwards, he could use it, Pirish. Afal gavdol kaman maisin adim aviv hefresh mos l'chataso. Even though we're going to see later on in this Amud, if the father did an Avera, and the father was mafresh his chatas for his Avera, and then the father dies, and the son wants to use that carbon, it's no good. He cannot use it for his chatas. Shachar chelev ha-meis v'des chayev ha-ben, gamu chayev chatas chelev, eino mevi chatas v'mimos hefresh aviv chatas. Even though by Averos it doesn't work, by Nazirus, it does work. Change the gear. So here, Hacha, Halacha Yibba Nazir, is part of a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Shemagaleach HaMosh Yefesh HaVelet Nazirusso. So again, if a father is Mafrish money, and it's Stumen, then the father dies, and then the son says, I want to be a Nazir, but I want to use my father's money for my Karbanis, fine, that works. Vidafka, yeah?
Is that only father to son? Is that
Oh, we're going to talk about that soon, hopefully. Vidafka, what? Shabbos daf also Yerusha. We're going to talk a little bit about it. V'dafka shelo nader. We're continuing. We're in the last medium line now. V'dafka shelo nader haben b'chayaviv. This is only though if the ben did not accept naziris while the father was still alive, because that would mess things up. Kidemasik v'holich. Aval nader b'chayaviv lo kidiktani. If he accepted naziris while the father was alive, he can't do that because his father's karbanos is still connected to his father. So the karbanos of his father cannot go to him. Aval Misha Hayahuva Aviv Nazirim. But like you said, if his father and he and his father are both Nazirim, the Hifrish Aviv Maos, and his father's Avish Maos Pirish Bistama. Vamazan, and his father died, Viamar Haben Arini Magalecha Maos Avi. And if he's accepted to be a Nazir when his father was alive, that doesn't work. Einu Magalecha Leyem. Ella, what happens to his father's money? Yiplu Linadava. The Kachi Elacha. They go to Nadava. That's Stumin, that's Maos Stumin of a Nazir. That's why it gets back to our halacha b'shvi Sinai of being a nedava. Get back to the, now go back to the Gemara. We continue 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 by the little base, by the box, by the base of parentheses. So, ha'ilamos stu, most people in nedava. If they had accepted, if he accepted to be a nazir while his father was still alive, and then he wants to use his father's bond, he can't, yiplu nedava. Ha'isalo behema mufreshes. If his father had designated animals, he can't use those either. So what happens to his father's animals? Chatas tamus, a chatas would die. Ola tikrav ola, the ola would be offered as an ola. V'shlamim ikru v'shlamim, and the shlamim would be given as a shlamim. So the Gemara asks, now we're getting to the raya. My lava filu balas mum. It says when the father designates animals, so then those animals are not given as the davas, meaning they have to be given according to their respective animals. Aren't we talking about any animal, meaning even a balmum animal? And this brisa therefore shows that the balas mum animal is not included in halacha Moshe v'Sinai, meaning it's not yiplu l'nedava. So the Gemara answers, no, lo tamima. Maybe we're talking about tum animals, meaning animals that will have to remain by you until they get a mum, and therefore there is a worry that you're going to designate in the interim. And that's why there can't be called stumin. Avo balas mum kistuma damia, but a bal mum would be called sasum. So the Gemara says, by arya mos, lema haisla vebas balas mum yiplu l'nedava. Then why in the Reisha, in the first case of this Brisa, did it say that if the father was mafrish money, so that's called sasum, that's called stumin, undesignated. There's a bigger chiddush. Even an animal balas mum is considered sasum. So the Gemara answers, achanami, yeah, you're right, but balas mum l'may kedisha l'dami, t'mei hainu mos. It's as if it said balas mum. When it says money, what kedusha does a balas mum have? A balas mum only has kedusha l'gabi money. So when it says money, it includes a balas mum. If you look at the Torah, there are various, there's four or five isurim related to Baal Mum. You can't be shochet a Baal Mum, you can't be makdash a Baal Mum, you can't be matil a mum bekachim, you're not allowed to put a Baal Mum onto a karban, separate into daraisa. You cannot accept a Baal Mum animal from a goy. It's a separate isur daraisa. Right? It says, based on, called Ben Echar, but I forgot the exact lashon. But either there are a number of isurim related to Baal Mum, so the Gemara wanted to say, don't we have a kasha that Baal Mum seems to be considered as Mefurish? We say no, it can still be treated as a sasum. Period. Okay. Next kasha. This kasha will not be finished today. Masav Rava, we're about to quote a big brisa, and we're going to do the first half of the brisa, but the kasha is going to be from the second half of the brisa, related to Baal Mum. Let's do the first half of the brisa, though. Masav Rava. Karbano. You have to bring your karban, his karban, but karbano yotzev et yotzev but karban aviv. You can't be yotzev with your father's karban. Which case are we talking about? Yachol lo yehe lo yetzev b'karbano shel aviv shifrish b'nakala l'chabura chabura l'akala. You might think that you cannot use your father's karban if your father did a different aveira than you. If your father did a chamura and you did a kala, or vice versa, that's why you cannot use your father's karban. Aval yotzev b'karban shifrish aviv b'nakala l'akala b'nachabura l'chamura. But if your father was machal shabbos and then he dies, and then you're machal shabbos and then you want to use that karban, no problem. You would have thought same aveira. Same carbon, tamalomar, carbono, carbono, but carbono, yotzev and yotzev, but carbono shalav. If you can't use your father's carbon. Part one of the brisa.
It doesn't make a difference if a mishnah is
kala
or
chamura.
It's only one, you bring the same
chamura. Oh, so, what is kala, what does chamura mean? What does kala and chamura mean? So, machlokas here between the mafarish and the rush. The mafarish here says, look at the second wide line of the mafarish, shivir javir ben aveir kala sha'avar kagon, shvuas ha'edus v'shvuas bitui. Why does he give those two examples? Those are all of the Yoreis. Those are all of Yoreis. There's five all of Yoreis in Parshas Vayikra. So Shavuos Eidus, right? If you deny knowing somebody, testimony for somebody, and then you admit later. Or Shavuos Bitui, just Stam Shavua. I swear that the tree is a rock. I swear Shavuos Bitui. So those are Kalas. Chamuros, go Sha'achal Chel of Adam. Meaning, if Yechayev Kari, Yechayev Yisus Bezdin. That's Kalas and Chamuros. So one's a Chatas, and one's a special type of Chatas, an all of Yoreis. The Rosh says otherwise. The Rosh says, but the Mafari says it's a Chamur, that's a Kal. Right, the kal, look at the rush, almost all the way down. Minakala, chela v'dam, v'shar chai v'chatos, she'ein chayavet al zdon and skila. Ala chamura, shavas avodazar v'chayotze v'hen, she'ein al zdon and skila. So is it all of yoreids to kares, or is it kares to skila? Okay, that's a machlokas here between the mafarish and the rush. What is kala mean, what is chamura? But either way, we end up saying that l'maskoni can't use the somebody else's carbon. Tosfos asks an obvious question, and Tosfos does not answer the question. We've spent a couple of days now on a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But we mentioned a different halacha Moshe B'Sinai called the five chatos amesos. Right? We learned v'timna. V'timna haisa bilagesh. V'timna is the Rashi Tevis for the five chatos that they have to die. What's one of them? What's the mem? Mesu baleha. So right when the owner dies, of course his chatos has to go to die. What's the havamina that the son could use it? What do you need a pasuk for? Of course you can't use a person can't use their father's carbon. That's one of the five chatos and mesos. Tosas doesn't answer it. Tosas in deeper muscle ve'ino. Sar chiyun, d'ma yisr kro. Havad echadosh emesu ba'alel emisa azla. What's the havamina? Of course you don't need a pasuk. So explains Rabbeinu Peretz? No. The point is, you might have interpreted that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is only when he does not have a son. That's mechuyiv in achatos. Maybe if he has a son that's mechuyiv in achatos, there is no halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the pshat of the Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. Meaning, if there's a purpose for this chatos, if it still has a purpose to serve for the son, so maybe it will, he can use it, and the Moshe would not apply. A little bit differently, not exactly similar, but not exactly, the Rosh of the Yeshiva Gwetzah says as follows. You would have thought that Lach Moshe B'Sinai only applies where he does not have a son. But where he has a son, doesn't say where he has a son who's chayav chatos, but where he has a son, it doesn't apply. Why? Doesn't use the Lashon, but the Achronim explain it. Because if the son's alive, it's as if the father didn't die. It's not a case of Mesu Ba'aleha. It's not Mesu Ba'aleha. We have, and this we mentioned in the past a while ago, Rav Schechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, there are two ideas from a father going to a son. Maybe you mentioned this, that's going to come up on Shabbos. Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Tes. There's something called Yerusha, where my father is my father and I'm me, and I get his stuff. But there's another concept that comes up in a number of places, and that is what's called Bra Kara Davua. Brakara Davua means that even if places where Yerusha might not work, but sometimes the son takes the place of the father. He steps into his father's shoes. An Eved Ivri doesn't go be Yerusha. But an Eved Ivri serves the son just as he served the father. If he doesn't go be Yerusha, how does he serve the son? Because by an Eved Ivri, Brakara Davua, he steps into his father's shoes. And therefore, regarding the servitude of an Eved Ivri, it works. And you find this by a number of places, a number of ideas where the child might step into the parent's shoes. He quotes here from a sheet in Baba Basra. Let's say you have a mother. Who yarshes for the mother? Yerusha is only through the father, paternal, right? You have mishpacha saavkuri mishpacha. What about for the mother? There's a sheet of Rav Tzachai ben Akasuf. Son and daughter equally get the nechasim of the mother. What do you mean equally get it? Yerusha is never through a daughter. The answer is that's not Yerusha. That's kara davua, kara de'ima. You could step into the parent's shoes. And according to that day in Baba Basra, it applies to a son and a daughter in the shoes of the mother. So again, that's a separate din. So here too, that's what the Rosh is saying. Bra kara davua, therefore this is not a case of mesu ba'aleha. Only if there is no son is it a case of mesu ba'aleha. Masha'en kein, if there is a son. There is a son, it would not apply. So that is part one of the Braisa. Let's do part two of the Braisa. And then we'll have to wait with part three. Part two of the Braisa. Yachol lo yetzei b'karvan aviv behem b'behema. Shefer shafidu b'nakala l'akala. Actually, before we do the second part, maybe we'll start with the second part tomorrow, I wanted to mention one other point related to kalos and chamuros. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. What's we're talking about kalos and chamuros? Beginning of the second parak in Pirkei Avos. Eina, right, you have yizar b'mitzvah kala kava chamura. The yizar and mitzvah kalos like your yizar and mitzvah chamuros. So there's a much discussed Pirsha Mishnayis there of the Rambam. What's the mitzvah kala? The Rambam says speaking Hebrew. L'midas lashon hakodesh. The Rambam in the beginning of the second parak in Avos. So Rabbeinu Yonah there says, you have to be Zari Mitzvah Kala Kavachamura. Afa Pishin is Parish Eilenu Ha'onshin Menaha Averos. Yes, by Averos, we have all the different punishments given. You have Mises Besdin, you have Skila, you have Malkus, you have all different punishments, Malkus Mardus, but by mitzvahs we have no rewards given. You have no rewards given by mitzvahs. Right? We have same, right? Okay, Arichas Yamim by a couple of them. But most, by best mitzvahs, you don't have any awards. Rewards, why? Mashal Adavar Dabadomam, to a melech that tells his servants to work in a forest, to plant trees. If he would tell them which trees are most profitable, they would all spend time on those trees, and the whole forest wouldn't be a complete forest. Kulam Tarka Mosei Lan Shaskar Merubav, and if Zahar Pradis Chasser, Miyosan Acherim, Kach, Ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vodiyah Bat Tzchar Tzol Mitzvah, Soto, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Tzchar Mitzvahs, some mitzvahs would be thrown away. Some mitzvahs wouldn't be focused on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do all the mitzvahs, the profitable ones, the non-profitable ones. He wants us to be a Shalim b'mitzvos. Umizeh atam lo yavol lahakam b'mitzvos. V'tiyakir b'nafsho la'aso z'son l'vishayin yodeya ezekal v'ezechamura. And that's why he doesn't tell us exactly which mitzvahs to do, so we have to do all of them. That's by mitzvahs. We have to do the kalos and the chamuras. Okay, we'll have to continue the b'raisa. Love Hashem tomorrow.